Even if you don't think you are worthy, you have a responsibility to every other person on the planet to get your act together and start loving yourself. We are here to serve, and you can't serve from an empty cup. So many people confuse self-love with the ego, but it is more a suspension of the ego. Self-love is selfish and self-centered, but it isn't self-involved. When you believe in yourself and accept yourself, you stop the second-guessing and the comparisons. You stop obsessing about whether you are good enough or worthy enough, and you stop wasting all your energy trying to be everything that you are not. This allows you to relax into who you really are. When you give yourself permission to be you, just you, in all your glorious messiness, you can stop looking for validation from outside and you can rediscover the gift of you. Then, when you feel better about yourself, you're set free from all the confusing static and are naturally more available to help other people. A wise woman once taught me one of the most profound lessons about self-love. She pointed out that when I was treating myself badly, acting small and pretending I didn't matter, I was teaching my nieces and those around me to do the same thing. It was such an eye-opener for me. If you have children, ask yourself what you are teaching them about how to live.